Tell us what happened, Travis. What you know, at least.
About 10:55 last night, we received a call that the building was on fire. We arrived and we did have flames coming from the connecting building between the two. It was well involved. We put out a big call for help early, really quick. We got here, got set up around it, and pretty much kind of a surrounding ground type tactic. And our biggest goal was to protect the filter plant so that everyone in the city would maintain water, as well as our water supply, to keep fighting fire.
Looks as though that's going to make it through, and this is going to peter out at some point. But not much is salvaged, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. No, we've planned this fire for years, and the goal was always to protect the filter plant. That building's abandoned. It's no longer a business supporting jobs or whatnot, you know, in the town. It's just a dangerous, abandoned building. So the only danger that's going to exist now is these pieces of walls that are standing. And so whoever the owner is now, they're going to have to come out and get to work and secure up those hazard zones. So,
and what's the water supply like?
The water supply is good. We never lost water. We've shut down now because the fire is contained, so we have shut down for a while to allow the tanks to build back up. So now that it's daybreak, we're going to do some exposure looks around and see where we need to set back up, and we'll get back to work on it here shortly.
Any idea what might have happened to start it?
Well, right now they're looking at it as a suspicious fire. It's an abandoned building, no power, no lightning, so you know, had to have some type of human intervention to come into play there.
How many agencies came in, or do you even know now?
We had 12 fire departments here, a little over 100 firemen. Don't know exactly how many firemen just here, but I know we had 12 agencies. That equals out to be about a third alarm. Nobody got hurt. That was the biggest thing. That's the good part. And we're just thankful for that help, you know.
I'll let you get some rest. I know eventually you'll get some. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Yeah.